right. It is almost 12 minutes after 9 a.m. Happy Thursday morning to you. And we do have a guest in house this morning. I have Trooper Logan Armstrong from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol making his radio debut on WKLM. Welcome, Trooper Armstrong.
Good to be here.
And so this month, we are talking a move over and slow down. It's so important to do that. You guys see it all the time. I can't imagine being you on the side of the road with people flying by at like 70 miles per hour. That's got to be nutso.
Yeah, it gets a little dicey at times.
And so that is a law. People have to do that.
Right. It's a law. And then where we get a lot of times is people either aren't informed of it, but it's been a law for quite a while now, and it's actually a law in all 50 states.
Oh, I wasn't sure if it was all 50. I knew it was so us.
Everyone
for us.
Should know about it.
And so it means if you're on a multi-lane highway, get in the other lane. That's one of my pet peeves. Like, people don't do that. It's like, get over.
Right. And I always tell people too, not only us, but just someone that even breaks down alongside the road. It's just common courtesy. I mean, get over. You don't know what's going on. I mean, So
they could have a kid and that's, you know, out, you know, throwing up or something. And then they run like, you
exactly.
never know.
Yeah.
To trying to change a tire.
Yep. So, yeah, just get over and be courteous. And just, I always tell people as well, you know, imagine if that's you sitting alongside the road, broke down. I mean, you'd want people to move over as well. So.
And if you can't, if there's not a lane to move over, slow down significantly. Not like. Right. To 50 from 55, significantly.
Yep, and again, tell people as if there isn't a lane to move over and you need to slow down, just assume that something is going to come out in front of you where you need to stop. So it should be slow enough to where you can do that.
Creep it.
Yep. So just got to be safe about it.
And part of last year, there was near to 100 ODOT and trooper vehicles get hit by people, and a lot of those were people who didn't move over nor slow down.
Right. Yeah. One of the stats I have here from 2021 to 2025, just the patrol alone, cruisers were involved in 62 crashes that were move over related. So that's just us alone, and that's not including ODOT or even just tow truck drivers, anything like that.
And so the law actually does pertain to more than just police officers. It's anybody with flashy lights.
Right. Any emergency vehicle. So, yeah, anyone alongside the road that has any sort of emergency lights or...
Flashy lights.
Yep.
We speak simply sometimes.
Yep. No, that's all right.
So your tow trucks, your fire trucks, all of those. Just... We want everybody to come home safely.
Exactly. Yep. And that's what the law pertains to. But again, just honestly, anyone that's alongside the road, just try moving over or slowing down as you're going around them.
And do you got any other fun facts for us on the move over, slow down?
That's the big fact that I had. Again, it's a law in all 50 states. So everyone should know about it. Or if you are traveling, make sure you're doing it out of the state as well. It's a violation that we take very seriously from 2021 to 2025. So within those same years from that previous stat, citations that we issued were 17,715. So it happens.
Way too much.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
That's a lot. So, I thought your crash number for this year was a lot. Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah. With those stats, as far as the those years... resulted in 2 deaths, injured 16 troopers and 27 civilians. So of all the violations, it's definitely one that is very serious as far as injuries go. So,
and it's one you can easily avoid.
Exactly. Yep.
Just use your noggin.
Mm-hmm. And being down here in Holmes County as well, I mean, I would say even if you're going around like an Amish buggy, I mean, I know you have to get around them and get around them safe, but even if there is a berm to where the buggy is driving in the berm, just again, just be cautious going around them, because everyone knows that you know, the horse pretty much knows where it's going or how to get there, but you never know. Something might spook it, whether it's your vehicle or something else alongside the road. I mean, you never know if it's going to get out into the lane, so just be cautious going around them.
I always try to give that extra space if possible, just because we're driving faster, even if you're still slowed down.
Yep.
And so you know it's got to be like, woo, shake, the shake waves.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. We all know what it feels like, you know, standing alongside the road when someone drives by you. So I'm sure the same happens with them.
So it's just, it's important to be defensive as a driver and offensive and making good decisions behind the wheel. You've got a very large vehicle that you're maneuvering.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Any other, you know, we usually talk, this is your debut. So we usually talk, wear your seatbelt, don't drink and drive, make good life decisions.
Yep. All sounds good. You hit it.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining with us this morning. That is Trooper Logan Armstrong, and he's from the Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol. We're going to take a little moment, and we'll be back with more on WKLM.